Welcome, friends, to the Someone Gets Me podcast. I am your host, Diane Allen, and I am so delighted that you're here. This podcast was created because I believe there is a visionary leader inside each one of us who is waiting to be seen. In each episode of Someone Gets Me, you will hear useful tips from successful visionaries who will share their stories about how being seen has allowed them to take their vision out into the world with action. Hi, it's Diane Allen, and I'm here to talk to you today about the fact that there is an addiction that is much, much bigger than opioids. I have been an addiction specialist for 40 years, and I am so sick and tired of hearing that opioids are the big epidemic. Yes, they are an epidemic. They have been an epidemic for a very long time because heroin is in the opioid family. But there's addictions much, much bigger than that. And I see it all the time. So today, this morning, I was out walking my beautiful dog Maggie around our beautiful neighborhood here in Florida in mid 70 degree weather, and the sun is out. I love it. And it hit me that I needed to share with you some facts about fear. Fear is an addiction much, much bigger than opioids ever will be. Fear is a chemistry in the body that we as humans can easily be addicted to. And so we can be addicted to things that are not just inside our body. It's crazy. So the way fear works is it's existential, which means I just have this random fear out there. So it's not really like an emotion. And so what a lot of people think is that if I'm not feeling afraid, I'm not having fear. That is not true. You can be addicted to fear and not feel afraid, because fear is the fuel for anger and irritation. It's like turning up the gas on the stove. Whenever we have fear underneath, there's only two motivators: fear, love. So if there's fear underneath and you have anything going on, you will immediately become angry. So every time you see somebody who's angry, and we know a few high profile people who are angry a lot of the time, it's because they have a fear underneath it, even if they're not feeling fear. That's where the addiction lies. It's because an addiction means I cannot get enough of what I do not want. That's my definition of addiction. I can't get enough of the very thing I don't want. So I don't want to be an angry, irritated pain in the butt, but I somehow can't stop myself. Well, it's because the fear is fueling it. And so there's a few fears I would like to talk to you about today, because I am really over this whole thing about alcohol and drugs and marijuana and opioids being the only addictions in the world, because it's not true. Every single person that I have treated in 40 years, I've had like a 90% success rate of the people who work with me, when the industry average is only about 7%. So obviously I'm on to something, right? And it's because I help these people address their fear. So there's a few fears I want to talk about. One, the fear of losing control. Every addict I ever met is controlling their environment. They're controlling what you see about them. They're trying to control their inner world. They're trying to control what they eat, what they don't eat. Everything is control, 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 control. All controlling people. That's right. Every time you are controlling, fear is running the show, whether you can identify it or not, or whether you want to admit it or not. It's running the show, period. I notice it in me. When I start wanting to control something, first thing I say is, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's back up and do something with the fear. Well, I'm going to talk at the end about the antidote, by the way. So wanting to control something is a sign of fear. Know some people who do that? I see it in the news, which is why I don't watch it very much. Now, what about the people who are afraid of being controlled? That's another kind of fear. Like, I'm not going to be controlled. That defiance of, don't you dare tell me what to do because I know better. I'm running my life. On and on and on. It makes me nuts, because the people who don't want to be controlled are trying to control the other people who are trying to control them. So everybody is acting in fear. And everybody is addicted to the fear in that moment, because that addiction to that fear energy is what's driving the crazy behavior. Got that? The addiction to the fear energy is what's driving the crazy behavior. So they say, well, I'm not addicted to it. I can stop at any time. Not true. It's not true. That's what every addict has ever said to me, like, forever. It's just simply not true. And so the addiction to fear is way bigger than that. And in fact, I wrote a blog about 10 years ago now, maybe even longer, and it was titled, Our Society Has Become an Addict. And I was the only one talking about the fact that we're conditioned to be afraid and to be in fear and to respond to fear without really realizing, first of all, what its purpose is, and second of all, what to do with it. The function of fear, its function, the reason why we have it, to help us get prepared. So we have to be prepared. That's all it's saying. It's not saying freak out, get angry, kill somebody, go do something stupid, cuss at other people, say things on social media that are ridiculous. It's not saying that. It's saying get ready. So if I have to do something, I need to get ready for it, right? I'm taking a trip. I'm gonna go speak at a conference. I might have a little butterflies. I might have a little adrenaline. But that fear energy, which feels sometimes like adrenaline, which is why we get addicted to it, often is just saying, get ready. Oh yeah, buy the tickets if I'm gonna get on a plane. There we go. Pack the right clothes. It's not a rocket science, right? So there's two other kinds of fears in addition to the first two. The first two were afraid of being controlled and then also trying to control others. And those two people make a great dance. You see it in addiction and codependency. You see it in bosses and employees. You see it in friendships. You see it in governments. You see it everywhere. Now, the other two fears are a little bit more on the self-centered side of things. And one of them is, I'm afraid I'm gonna lose what I have. So if I'm afraid I'm gonna lose what I have, then what happens is I will begin to grab on and hold on to and extort energy from others. I will do whatever I can do in order to get whatever it is I say I want, so that I'm afraid of losing what I have, so I'm gonna keep grabbing. The other one is, I am not going to get what I want. So I'm afraid of losing what I have, I'm not gonna get what I want, are the two self-centered fears. So if I want to get something and I'm afraid I'm not gonna be able to get it, fear can rise. It might feel like an overthinking moment. It might feel like a little procrastination moment. It might feel like mine, entitlement moment. It might actually feel like fear, because sometimes we don't define our words appropriately. That's another video. So those two fears that are self-centered, not getting what I want, losing what I have. Afraid of losing what I have. Do you think that that's part of what's going on in our country today? So many people are scared to death to lose what they have, that they are assaulting and harming others and putting more toxic energy into this universe than ever before. And I am over it. I'm an introvert and I am an empath and I'm very energy sensitive. And it's really annoying me, which is why I'm even doing this video. I usually don't say a whole lot. I let people go by and do whatever they want, but I'm over it, because fear is way more addicting than any opioid ever will be. Way more addicting than any opioid will be. And you see my shirt, it's really cool, right? I'm not delusional, I'm an entrepreneur. Guess where I got this? You probably don't know. So I'll tell you, I got it at the Genius Network, which out in Arizona with Joe Polish and the amazing members of the Genius Network. Because I was here in Florida looking around at all the people around me, and only a few people really understood this important fact. They didn't understand that our emotions are driving the show more than anything else, and the internal addiction is way more devastating than the stuff that's going on outside. In fact, external addictions like opioids and marijuana and alcohol and food and sex and all of that, all of those, work addiction too, don't forget that. All of those things are an effect. The cause is the inner addiction that nobody's talking about. So I got this at the Genius Network, and I got there and to this really nice hotel and this great event. And the first thing I noticed about the Genius Network people is they got me. Like people say to me, someone gets me, which is why this podcast is called that, to me all the time. But I got to go someplace where 99% of the people there that I talked to understood my passion, my intuition, my skill set, and they honored me for it, and I could honor them for it, and we could all grow in a collaborative, genius way. It was just amazing. So I was wearing it today, so I thought I'd wear it for the video, because it's true. It's true, right? I'm not delusional. I'm not. I'm passionate about what really matters in the world. So when we start addressing what scares us existentially or emotionally or just in the vibration of what's going around with everybody else being afraid, until we do that, we're in trouble. Now, the fear level in this country rose significantly after 9/11. And we all know this and people talk about it, but I don't know too many people. There are a lot of us, but not in the numbers wise, a high percentage yet, of people talking about what we do to handle this fear and to stay out of the fear. Because I'm a human like you. I too will become afraid of things. Yesterday I had an issue. I was talking to another professional on the phone and they said something and it triggered some of my fear of not getting what I want. But I immediately identified it and took a couple deep breaths and backed down. Said, hold on a second. I am sorry for being irritated. Let me slow down and let me hear what you have to say. And he was stunned because I think he was expecting me to go off the chain. 30 years ago, I would have gone off the chain because I too was addicted to it. I'm not anymore. I've broken that cycle. Hallelujah. Here's how I broke it. One, I became aware. I became aware of what was going on. Like, oh my God, I am letting everything else in the world control me. Really? Oh my Lord, Diane, what are you doing? So I said, okay, let me get awareness. Then number two, I told myself the truth about how it was affecting my life, how it was affecting my digestion, how it was affecting my relationships, how it was affecting my creativity, how it was affecting my work, everything. I told myself the truth, the real truth. You know, that nobody has to know, but you got to know it yourself, right? That truth. Then after that, I had to be open to another way to do things. Because as Einstein said, my hero, you cannot solve a problem with the same thinking that created it. It's actually the opening quote in my very first book. That's how powerful that sentence is. So I'm like, wow, I have to get new information. I went out and learned about the addictive power of neurochemistry, of what our nerves are doing, of how our body responds to things, and realize there's way more going on than just my thinking. You can't think your way out of a chemistry that is fear-based. You have to do something precognitive. That's the rules. What goes in nonverbal comes out nonverbal, period. So I learned all that stuff and I'm still learning it. And then I had to be willing to do something different. And the big thing I had to be willing to do different first was have a little faith. Faith is the only antidote to fear. It's the only one. Now, I'm not talking religion, though religion could be part of it. I'm talking about, in what do you have faith? That's a question. In what do you have faith? Like if you drive a car and you've ever been on a two-lane road, those lines in the middle, that's why we learned how to color when we were kids, by the way. Those lines in the middle tell which car to stay on which side. Now, when we cross those lines, we're not supposed to, wrecks happen, right? Accidents. I call them wrecks. I don't think it's an accident sometimes, right? So that happens. Woo-hoo. That's faith. Faith means I can get in my car and drive, and I think you're going to stay on your side of the line, and I'm staying on my side of the line. So we have to employ faith in our daily life. When I come home after a long day and it's dark outside and it's dark in my house and I flip the light switch, I have faith that there's power that goes through those lines and will light that light bulb so that I can see. Faith is much bigger than most things people think it is. They associate it with high spirituality and religion, which I also associate it with that, but I'm talking about the core faith. The faith that when I go to sit in a chair, that it's not going to fall apart. It's going to actually hold me. Check that, all right? That's faith if you just plop in a chair and you don't test it out and measure it first, right? So there's so many things that we have to be aware of that faith involves, right? So faith is the antidote for fear. Fear is a much bigger addiction than opioids ever will be, because fear can drive you to feel so much pain and anger that the numbing effect of any drug, whether it's pasta or bread or marijuana or opioids or alcohol or sex, all of that numbs you. So if your fear level's all staticky and you're not addressing it because you don't identify it or you're not aware of it or you don't care, the effect of this staticky, unsettled dis-ease is some form of an external addiction, but it started with an internal addiction. So I hope I've made some sense here, but it's really important to me that we start waking up in this planet. It, like, hello, everybody. You know, and I think it's one of the reasons why I am so successful with my clients. It's not me that's doing it, first of all. It's a higher purpose. But most importantly, it's because I don't see things in the traditional way everybody else sees it, because I'm not part of the masses. I never have been. And that's how come when I've worked in rehab centers all around in many places, that my groups always did better and my clients always did better. You know why? I didn't follow the rules that everybody thought I was following. What I did was I went inside to my intuition and I helped those people find their intuition so they could be empowered and move forward. Some of you are going to hear this video because you're out there still in my world, successful and happy, and I'm so grateful. That's what brings tears to my eyes, is the happiness and the joy that people can feel. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to live in fear. You just simply don't. So go out there and employ some faith in your world. And if you have any questions or you want me to help you, all you have to do is hit me up on my websites, on social media. I'm all over the place, for God's sake. So find me on Instagram at Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E underscore A underscore Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Go to my website, visionsapplied.com. or MsDianeAllen.com, and you'll get all kinds of information and you can get help from me if you want it, but it doesn't really matter more than I want you to be happy, no matter what you do. Use your faith to bring yourself more joy. It's ridiculous to live in panic and fear and terror. That's not what we're meant for at all. So until the next time you hear from me and whatever passionate thing I feel like talking about, have a good day. Thank you for watching. I hope this episode really touched your heart. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, share it with your friends, and ring that bell so you too will know the next time I post another video. And in the meantime, be well. Thank you for listening. I trust you gained some valuable inspiration and information. Please join me and other visionaries in the Someone Gets Me Facebook group. Or for more information on my services and additional episodes, visit SomeoneGetsMe.com. Again, thanks for listening.